This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. For 30 years, the state of Oregon has been on the leading edge of land use planning. But now the state's planning system is facing a big challenge. Voters passed a law back in November that requires local governments to compensate landowners who cannot develop their property because of zoning restrictions. These compensation laws are not new, but this Oregon measure has a new twist. It says that if a cash-strapped municipality can't afford to pay, then it has to exempt the property owner from the zoning restrictions. Land use planning advocates worry similar measures could start loosening zone measures in other parts of the country. NPR's Jeff Brady has a report.
Oregon is a beautiful state with several hundred miles of undeveloped coastline, 28 million acres of forest land, and vast tracts of productive farmland. 30 years ago, the state's leaders worried those special places were at risk of being paved over. Republican Governor Tom McCall was particularly passionate on this issue, as you can hear in this 1973 speech to the Oregon legislature.
Sagebrush subdivisions, coastal condominia, and the ravenous rampage of suburbia all threaten to mark Oregon's status as the environmental model of this nation.
Shortly after this speech, Oregon lawmakers passed a statewide land use planning system. It concentrated development in urban areas while placing strict building limits in rural areas. Like all land use planning, Oregon's law controlled private development in exchange for larger public benefits, like preserving farms, forests, and open spaces. 30 years later, though, the discussion in Oregon is focused less on those public benefits and more on the private restrictions. Property rights activists say Oregon has become too restrictive, and they have a poster child.
My name is Dorothy English. My husband and I bought 40 acres in Multnomah County in 1953.
In this radio ad, English says the local government stole the value of her suburban Portland property. Land use laws prevented her from subdividing as she and her husband originally intended.
I'm 91 years old, my husband is dead, and I don't know how much longer I can fight.
English recorded this ad last fall in support of ballot measure 37, which passed by a nearly 2-to-1 margin in November. The Citizens Initiative requires state and local governments to pay people like Dorothy English who bought their property before the land use restrictions were put in place. But one of the measure's authors, Ross Day with Oregonians in Action, says most landowners are interested in the second part of the new law. It says if a government can't afford to pay, then it must exempt the property owner from the restriction.
I bet you we've received close to 1,000 phone calls since November 3rd. I'm not aware of a single phone call we've received of a person that wants a dime from the government. This is not about getting money from the government. This is about getting their rights back.
Nearly 300 claims have been filed since voters passed Measure 37. Wayne Cole has a $370,000 claim against his county government in southern Oregon. He lives just outside the town of Klamath Falls and wants to subdivide his 40 acres. Much of the land is a sagebrush-covered hillside. Currently, it's zoned exclusively for farm use, though, so he can't put houses there.
It has no farming value at all. You couldn't, if that's all you had, you couldn't raise 2 cows up there.
It looks like what's living up there right now is jackrabbits.
There's a lot of jackrabbits up there, as a matter of fact.
While Cole says his property isn't that productive, he's surrounded by farms that are. If he were to build more houses, that could create conflicts between the new residents and existing farmers. Agriculture includes some things most people don't want in their backyards, loud tractors, smelly animals, and chemical sprays. Lanille Vandermolen worries Measure 37 will lead to conflicts with her neighbors. She owns a 15-acre farm outside Portland, and she recently learned the property owner next door now plans to build a subdivision on his farm.
Look, there's not much separating us here, is there?
An electric fence.
Yeah, that's about it. And notice it's covered with blackberries. Now, if I spray that with Crossbow, it's going to blow over to the neighbors, who could be a bunch of ex-urbanite McMansion dwellers, and they don't like that awful, icky spray. So what am I going to do?
Vandermolen voted for Measure 37, largely because of the Dorothy English radio ad. But she says she didn't understand the initiative would lead to a new subdivision next door. Bob Stacey heads the group 1,000 Friends of Oregon, which was started to protect the state's land use planning system from attacks like Measure 37. He says a lot of voters didn't realize the full effect of the initiative.
If I thought that people voted to build 840 houses in the middle of the pear orchards of the Hood River Valley, voted to authorize a casino next to I-5 in the middle of farmland, voted to put houses next to Chief Joseph's grave, then I would say, yeah, we lost that election.
Now, Stacey and his group want the Oregon legislature to get rid of the waiver part of Measure 37. Land use planning supporters worry waivers could pass in other states. Already, there's talk of a similar initiative in Washington state. And backers of the Oregon measure say property rights groups all over the country are inviting them to speak about their success in Oregon. Paul Farmer heads the American Planning Association.
Oh, I think that proponents are going to attempt to use this and say that if it could pass in Oregon, then it can pass other places.
Farmer says waivers strike at the heart of land use planning and take away the certainty that is supposed to be its largest benefit. He says imagine waking up one morning to discover your neighbor's house is being torn down to make way for a fast food restaurant.
People can no longer make investment decisions or purchase their house, which is their largest single investment, with any certainty that the neighborhood values will be protected. They have no idea what may occur next door or across the street.
Farmer says more than half the states in the U.S. have responded to criticisms of land use laws by revising and updating them, but Oregon was not one of them. He says if other states fail to find common ground with land use critics, they may soon face the kind of backlash Oregon is seeing. Jeff Brady, NPR News.